Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome, crypto fam. We have a very big FOMC meeting a little later today. I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis as we just witnessed a 39% pump for the month of January, making January historically the best performance for the king crypto in the past decade. Also in today's show, breaking news, Lebanon to devalue their currency by 90% today, February 1st, according to their central bank. That's right, hyperinflation is no joke. Also in today's show, a new era as Cardano-based stablecoin DeGed goes live on the mainnet. I'll be breaking down all the latest details, as well as Binance and MasterCard to launch a crypto prepaid card in Brazil as a part of their Latin American expansion, mass adoption. Let's go. Also in today's show, legendary trader Peter Brandt says Bitcoin is flashing a rare bullish signal. I'll be sharing his latest target, as well as ARK Invest maintains their prediction that Bitcoin price will hit a whopping $1 million per coin by 2030. That's right. A new report by Cathie Wood's Growth Focus Fund outlines how Bitcoin continues to outperform every other major asset class. Quoting her here, Bitcoin will scale into a multi-trillion dollar market. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. And welcome to everyone just tuning in. Today is February 1st. Welcome to the new month. I'm your host, JV, and this is pod episode 1181. We have lots to cover naturally, so let's dive in with today's Bitcoin technical analysis. But first, actually, let's do an overall look at the market cap, or the market in general. As you can see, is currently correcting, as most people are expecting a 25 basis spike in the little later today. So we'll see, as that may already be priced in, as the market is currently pulling back. And as you can see, all the major cryptos currently correcting and in the red. And checking out coinmarketcap.com, let's get the latest details. We're still above that $1 trillion milestone, which is a good indicator, with about $44 billion in volume in the past 24 hours, with the Bitcoin dominance at 42.5% and the Ether dominance at 18.5%. And checking out the top 100 gainers in the past 24 hours, DYDX up 60. This is for the past week, up 60%. We have MV up 47%, and pretty big gainers, but some are also pulling back and in the red. Crypto Greed and Fear Index, we're now currently rated a 56 in greed, the highest we've seen this in quite some time. Yesterday was a 51 neutral, the same as last week, and last month was a 27 in fear. How many of you are anticipating a bullish FOMC meeting versus bearish? Let me know which way you think the market is likely to swing as a result, because that meeting is happening in approximately 1 hour from now. So it'll be interesting to see. But with that being shared, now let's dive into today's Bitcoin technical analysis. Bitcoin hovered around 23,000 this morning and currently at that mark after sailing its best January performance in the past decade. Data from Cointelegraph Markets Point TradingView confirmed the monthly close at 23,100, its highest since July of 2022. The largest crypto finished the first month of the year up 39.6%, according to statistics from CoinGlass. The impressive performance emboldened the bulls, many of whom had kept the faith despite mass misgivings for the more conservative market participants. Bitcoin closes with a monthly swing low. Trader, entrepreneur, and investor Bob Locus reacted, anything can happen, right? But the absolute default view must be the bear market had ended in December. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the analysts. Now, opinions obviously differ considerably over how Bitcoin will behave this month of February, with one trader expecting bearish conditions to return after five-month highs. The picture for the month ahead continues to be clouded by macroeconomic triggers. Notably, February 1st, we'll see the U.S. Federal Reserve confirm its next interest rate hike, with the European Central Bank doing the same tomorrow, February 2nd. Now, while a 25 basis point hike by the Fed is all but unanimous, unanimously priced in. Crypto research and analytics firm Arcane Research says the future remains less certain, quoting them here, due to a relatively strong market recovery. Chair Powell may take advantage to maintain hawkish restrictive undertones, emphasizing the importance of incoming economic data, it argued in a blog post released yesterday, adding that consensus expects a 25 BPS hike on Wednesday and another 25 BPS hike to 475 BPS March 22nd. Currently, zero adjustments during the May 3rd and June 14th FOMC meetings are priced as the most likely outcome, but a further hike of 25 BPS remains within the realm of possibility. Now, expectations of a 25 BPS hike totaled a whopping 99.3% at the time of this recording, according to the CME Group's FedWatch tool. So that's what the market is currently anticipating. So should the door open for surprises, volatility may increase as a result, with hate right decisions already a classic catalyst. Arcane nonetheless showed that with each passing hike, volatility around the Fed's move has cooled, quoting them here. This could suggest that the trend for massive FOMC-induced volatility in Bitcoin is receding, it concluded. Now let's discuss the U.S. dollar index and its strength of the dollar. Another concern for the crypto performance comes in the form of the U.S. dollar strength. In a market update last week, trading firm QCP Capital warned subscribers that a massive positive divergence was in play on the U.S. dollar currency index, known as the DXY. Traditionally, inversely correlated with risk assets, DXY has been in a downward trend since mid-2022, but has stem losses into the new year. This is the same setup we saw with Bitcoin and ETH in December. As we witnessed there, any breakout to the top side will therefore be extremely sharp and violent, as outlined in this chart. So there you have it. And as pointed out here, I mean, this is the latest stock to flow model. You can see we closed the month of January at $23,127. Then I remind everyone, this has been the best January performance in the past decade since 2013 for the King Crypto. So how many of you are currently bullish? I'll let you boy. And how many of you are expecting a downturn in the market with the Fed announcement? Let me know in the comments right down below, which leads us to our next story of the day. The most shocking of all, to be quite honest, when I read this yesterday, I'm like, how is this even possible? But this is reality. That's right. Talk about hyperinflation. Lebanon Central Bank announced devaluing their own currency by 90% and gave their residents and citizens less than a 24-hour notice. Let's break this down. Yeah, check out mass amounts of fiat crap. The ultimate ish coin, right? Lebanon will adopt a new official exchange rate of 15,000 pounds per US dollar today, February 1st, central bank governor said, marking a 90% devaluation from its current official rate that has remained unchanged for literally 25 years. The shift from the old rate of 1507 to 15,000 is still far off the parallel market, where the pound was changing hands at around 57,000 per dollar just on Tuesday. The change will apply to banks, he said, leading to a decrease in the equity of the institutions at the center of the country's 2019 financial implosion. Analysts expect the shift to have less impact on the wider economy, which is increasingly dollarized and where most trades take place according to the parallel market rate. The pound has lost some 97% of its value since it began to split from 1507 rate in 2019. And he told Reuters that the commercial banks in the country will see the part of their equity that is in pound decrease once translated into dollars at 15,000 instead of 1500. So in order to ease the impact of this shift, banks would be given 5 years to reconstitute the losses due to the devaluation. And he says the change to 15,000 was a step towards unifying multiple exchange rates in line with a draft agreement Lebanon reached with the International Monetary Fund last year that set out conditions to unlock a $3 billion bailout. Now several rates remain, including the official rate, the central bank's exchange platform rate, which currently stands at 38,000 pounds per US dollar, and the parallel market rate. Now, the IMF has favored an immediate unification of rates and has said that Lebanese authorities should deal upfront with an estimated $70 billion in financial sector losses, widely viewed as the result of decades of profligate spending, corruption, and mismanagement. But draft government plans have proposed a more long-term approach, one analyst said the five-year period to reconstitute losses was inconsistent with the IMF's view that the losses must be dealt with quickly, and without a comprehensive bank restructuring framework, banks would have to raise capital from shareholders to cover their losses or pass losses onto depositors, which obviously is going to happen, by allowing them to withdraw from dollar accounts in their local currency, quoting them here. They can't do that immediately, so the central banks has given them a 5-year runway to do so, a former economics professor said at Johns Hopkins University. The IMF deal is widely seen as the only way for Lebanon to begin restoring confidence in its financial system and recover from the collapse. All I know is this, when the IMF is involved, it's not a good look for their country. So much respect to Nayib Bukele for saying, F the IMF, we're going to become debt-free, in which they did, paying off all of their debt worth upwards of $800 million. Now, the change in the exchange rate is not expected to ease one of the most debilitating aspects of the crisis for ordinary Lebanese, the inability to freely access their dollar savings. And while capital controls have never been formally imposed in Lebanon, banks since 2019 have imposed their own controls, severely limiting withdrawals in dollars as well as Lebanese pounds. All I gotta say is this. This can happen anywhere. If this can happen in Lebanon, it could happen in the United States. How would you be prepared? If you got an announcement from the Fed chairman, let's say Jerome Powell, hypothetically, he comes out today and says, you know what? The U.S. dollar, we're going to devalue its currency by 90%. My only question for you, do you even Bitcoin, bro? Are you stacking sats? Are you seeing what's at play here? Are you protecting yourself? You know what I mean? Because this is crazy. If it could happen in one country, it could happen in multiple countries around the world. But obviously, this is a bullish omen for Bitcoin. I mean, I couldn't think of a better time to be stacking sats. You feel me? With that being shared, now let's break down our next story of the day. Did you know that Cardano just released a stablecoin in their ecosystem? That's right. Let's break it down. Ethereum rival Cardano has seen its first over-collateralized stablecoin, which is DJED, D-J-E-D, go live on their mainnet. DJED aims to be pegged with the U.S. dollar and is backed by Cardano's native token, ADA. Last month, DJED issuer COTI announced that DJED had transitioned to a multi-chain network that now supports private payment networks. That's right. It was also announced that DJED deposit fees will decrease by 50% as it switches from a fixed withdrawal price to a dynamic system. Now, COTI says the changes would assist with the widespread adoption of accepting crypto assets as payments for goods and services, quoting them here. This launch signifies a massive step for the crypto industry, as well as COTI, as the upgrade will increase the growth of the widespread adoption of crypto payments for enterprises that are not yet to adopt crypto payment solutions. And now following a successful security audit, DJED has officially launched on Cardano. In a new announcement, the COTI team says the launch is a major milestone for decentralized finance as a whole, quoting them here. The much anticipated public mainnet launch of DJED heralds a new era for stablecoins. Launching DJED is a significant milestone for COTI, the Cardano ecosystem, and for the DeFi ecosystem as a whole. Being a decentralized open source protocol, DJED is a community driven, and it also brings an opportunity for users to hold mint and burn DJED and Shen. Now, DJED is available on BitTrue, WinSwap, Wing Riders, and Bullish Swap, with more upcoming listings expected. How many of you are actually bullish on ADA / Cardano and are actually looking forward to this new stablecoin? Me personally, I'm not going to trust anything which was just created, especially a new concept. However, if I was to use a stablecoin right now, I'd probably use amongst the largest out there, the two biggest being right now USDT, which is Tether, as well as USDC, which is by the company Circle, which is also owned by the company that owns Coinbase. Those are the two largest right now by a long shot. But what stable coins do you currently dabble in and trust the most? And what are your thoughts regarding the ADA stablecoin? Do you have any trust in it? Are you looking forward to it? Or do you think it's a bad idea? Let me know in the comments right down below. With that being shared, more breaking news. Binance just partnered with MasterCard, which is a pretty big deal. Let's break this down. Binance, a leading crypto exchange, the leading crypto exchange by volume, it announced on January 30th the launch of the Binance Card in Brazil, a product that will allow crypto users to make payments in crypto to legacy merchants. The card, which is backed by MasterCard will enable registered customers of the exchange from all over Brazil to make crypto payments with 13 supported cryptos, including on-the-fly conversions to the Brazilian real. The release of this product comes as no surprise to some, as Matthew Schroeder, the global vice president and regional director at Binance, stated in September that Brazil was one of the top upcoming markets for the launch of the prepaid card in Latin America. Also got to throw out there, Latin America has a huge population of over 200 million people, so this is great for adoption. Payments made with the fiat currency using the prepaid card will be fee-free. Pretty cool. However, payments involving crypto to fiat conversions will have a 0.9% fee. And also, the card features 8% cash back in crypto that applies to eligible purchases. This move is in part of the efforts that the exchange is making to expand its footprint in Latin America. Brazil is the second market in which the instrument will be launched. Binance launched a similar product first in Argentina in August of last year. So for Binance, there is room for crypto to keep growing in the payments area. And being Brazil is one of the biggest payment hubs on the continent, the interest in bringing these services to the country is quite clear. And about those goals that Binance wants to achieve, the general manager at Binance for Brazil stated the following: payments is one of the first and most obvious use cases for crypto, yet adoption has a lot of room to grow. We believe the Binance card is a significant step in encouraging wider crypto use and global adoption, and an openness of Brazilians to innovation makes the country a great market for this release. Now, he also explained that Brazil was one of the most relevant markets for the exchange in the area, and that the company will keep investing in bringing new services and contributing to the adoption of blockchain and crypto in the country. Binance hopes to expand this product to more markets, but did not make specific announcements on this matter. So there you have it. How many of you think this is pretty cool? And if you had the opportunity to take advantage of a MasterCard partnered with Binance where you live, whether that's in Brazil or even in the United States, how many of you would actually take advantage of it and take advantage of that 8% cash back on all your purchases? I think this is absolutely awesome, and I think a lot of people in Latin America are going to be pretty ecstatic for it, and I hope this rolls out in more countries around the world, because as I mentioned, Brazil is a massive country with hundreds of millions of the population compared to El Salvador, where Bitcoin is the legal tender, but you have a very small pocket of the overall population, just a few million versus hundreds of millions. You know what I mean? But with that being shared, now let's discuss a very rare bullish signal, which has been flashing, which is a good indicator for the Bitcoin bulls. Let's break this down. Veteran legendary analyst Peter Brandt thinks Bitcoin has more upside potential after breaking out of an extremely rare technical pattern. Brandt tells his 700,000 Twitter followers Bitcoin is likely to see more rallies after Bitcoin took out the resistance of a fulcrum pattern around 19,000. Quoting him here, the bottom in Bitcoin is a double-walled fulcrum pattern, extremely rare. The 2x target is mid 25,000s, which he outlines here in this chart. Now, fellow crypto analyst Sheds is also keeping a close watch on that $25,000 price level for the King Crypto. The trader shares his bull and bear scenarios for Bitcoin, arguing that Bitcoin remains in a macro downtrend until it takes out resistance at $25,000. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the analyst. Quoting him here, bull observed a significant blow to bear momentum, with the bulls breaking back into the 150-day range, closing multiple days above 200-day moving average first time since 12/21, and breaking lower high structure on the daily. The bear, the price is still below the 200-week moving average and 25.5 trigger level, bearish retest. Until he also shares a chart showing 25.5 is the bear's last line of defense, which he outlines here. Bitcoin weekly chart, bear thesis dead if the price flips $25,500. Meanwhile, popular crypto analyst Callio believes that Bitcoin will easily slice through resistance at $25,500, which he shares alongside this chart. Full send soon, please and thanks. Sometimes it really is that simple. Something like this makes sense. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the analyst that we can potentially slice right through that 25,000 resistance and head on up to $30,000. Let me know in the comments right down below, which leads us to our final story of the day. Kathy Wood of ARK Invest is doubling down on her $1 million Bitcoin price prediction by the year 2030. Let's break this down, shall we? Check it out. Despite a severe downturn, public blockchains continue to foster multiple revolutions, and one of them is Bitcoin, says ARK Invest in its 2023 Big Ideas Research Report. That's right. Bitcoin in the eyes of ARK is still predicted to close the decade at $1 million because its fundamentals are sound despite a turbulent 2022. Quoting the report here, contagion caused by centralized counterparties has elevated Bitcoin's value propositions, the centralization, auditability, and transparency, ARK writes. Its network fundamentals have strengthened and its hodler base has become more long-term focused. That's right, where my long-term Bitcoin hodler is at. Make some noise in the comments below. ARK backs up this claim by pointing to a higher hash rate, longer-term hodler supply, and addresses with non-zero balance compared to the prior downturns as outlined right here, which is definitely a bullish indicator. And because of the fundamental soundness, ARK says Bitcoin continues to outperform traditional asset classes. Facts. A 5-star CAGR basis, Bitcoin is up on an average of 272%, while global equities are up 6.1%, global debt provided a yield of 1.4%, and gold is up by just 2.2%. Numbers don't lie, and this isn't the first time that ARK or its CEO, Cathie Wood, had made such bold predictions on crypto upwards trajectory. May of 2021, Wood made her first bold prediction during an interview on Bloomberg, predicting Bitcoin will go to $500,000 per coin in 2026. In early 2022, she then upped the ante to $1 million by 2030. Not too shabby, eh? ARK has also been quite bullish on Coinbase Coin, which is C-O-I-N, throughout last December and January, continuing to enlarge its coin position by buying around 30 million of its shares. Coin is up 74% in the last month, outperforming even Bitcoin. And while Wood and ARK are well known for their positions and opinions on Bitcoin, the report also touched on smart contracts as well as the centralized finance, quoting the report again here, as the value of tokenized financial assets grows on chain, decentralized applications and smart contract networks that power them could generate $450 billion in annual revenue and reach $5.3 trillion in market value by 2030. Now, ARK's innovation ETF, ARKK, is up 31% in the last month, while its next generation internet ETF, which is the ticker ARKW, is up 32%. So there you have it. What are your thoughts surrounding a multi-billion dollar market cap for the king crypto? And quoting her again here, Bitcoin will scale into a multi-trillion dollar market cap.
And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in the live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode.